1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center. Mesa County conducting a homeless camp cleanup today. The encampment near the Pepsi Distribution Center off Broadway in Grand Junction will be cleared of occupants. Deputies visited the camps last week and offered services and resources. 9 different agencies, including the Sheriff's Office, Behavioral Health, Animal Control, Planning, and the Grand Junction Fire Department, assisting. Highway 6 through Clear Creek Canyon reopened after an overnight closure to inspect the tunnel. Denver Post says the stretch from I-70 to Colorado 119 closed last night at 6 p.m., reopening at 6 a.m. this morning so the crews could do tunnel inspections. This will not be the first closure of its type for that stretch of Highway 6. Crews are back to work Monday, April 29th at 8 p.m., reopened scheduled for 7 a.m. Tuesday the 30th. Glenwood Springs Elementary is looking for a new principal, Jessica Schwartz, sending a letter to parents saying she will, quote, pass the torch to a new leader. Schwartz was hired on as Glenwood Elementary's principal in 2022. Roaring Fork School says they're evaluating their options. The Polis administration has declared a disaster emergency for the U.S. Highway 50 bridge in Gunnison. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera, as acting governor, verbally declared the disaster emergency for the bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir at Dillon Pinnacles. The declaration sets off the process for federal aid requests and interagency work. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is planning their May 1st meeting in Montrose. CPW holding a hybrid meeting in person and online to discuss artificial light for wolves that cause damage, pooled grazers to apply for compensation, and consider domesticated bison for livestock status. The meeting will be live streamed on YouTube May 1st. Glenwood Springs municipal election results are in. The unofficial tabulation shows voters approving new language for their home rule charter, section that deals with growth accountability, updated so that city council must submit a question or issue upon the approval of new housing. I'm Tyler Franson in the News Center.